we like to do. So that's one of the big activities, and it's a big activity in a lot of different ways.
All right, let's bring in Mr. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, it's homecoming week, so I'm doing super fantastic. Thanks so much for asking.
Homecoming time,
yes, sir.
For Emporia State University, and it looks like a busy athletics weekend here, Don.
It is a little busy. Not as busy as we've been in the past sometimes, but we do have some events going on, and we'll start it this afternoon, actually this morning, with our Hall of Honor banquet and luncheon. We're going to induct six new inductees into our Hall of Honor, starting with Chester Blewett, a track and field athlete from the 60s, Bill Cowan, a baseball pitcher who still holds some of our records, again, from the early 70s. The original sheriff, as Coach Higgins calls him, Tyler Eckenrode, will come in, a quarterback on that 2012 team that won 10 games and went to the Kansas Bowl. Katie Mona McGovern, cross-country track and field All-American. Then we've got Josh Schuler, who was another All-American in track and field. And then Laura Patrick, women's basketball All-American. So a lot of All-Americans are going to be recognized here this morning at about 11:30 at Webb Hall. We did need reservations for that, so I'm not sure you're going to be able to get there, although you might be able to sneak in and watch a little bit if you get an opportunity this morning. Then we go in this evening, downtown Emporia. I mean, it's First Friday, but we've also got the first home volleyball match going on at White Auditorium as Emporia State takes on Pittsburgh State. And Hornet volleyball team is having a great year. 9-3 right now, going fantastic. Getting some recognition on a national scale. NCAA.com did a story, talked about freshmen across the country, and Ray Jackson, one of our freshman outside hitters, was featured on that. She's had an incredible year, too, kind of stepping in right where Sandy Sadowski was last year. And, of course, tomorrow, that's the big one, football. You're 5-1, nationally ranked. 4-1, excuse me. I won't put it ahead too far.
4-1, nationally ranked. Go ahead. I'll say it. 5-1 now. Yeah.
We will be, hopefully, after that. Nationally ranked Hornet football team takes on Northeastern State. A little bit different. 2 o'clock tip. It gives us a little bit more time in order to get some things done around homecoming. Moving it back an hour, that means we'll have Hornet Walk that will start at 11 instead of 10, which means you can go to the parade downtown, get done with the parade, walk right over to the rest of Hornet Walk. That'll be fantastic. The tailgating areas live at the Hive will get open. And then we will get ready to kick off, like I say, at 2 o'clock. And then after that, we'll wrap up the day with another volleyball match down at White Auditorium against Newman.
Okay.
That's a thick schedule.
There you go.
That's a little bit of stuff. That's some stuff going on, yeah. So.
Well, homecoming is always a big weekend, a Hall of Honor activities. So it's a special weekend for Emporia State. A lot of activities happening on campus and around town to celebrate Emporia State's homecoming. Don, we appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hope to see somebody at an event this weekend.
Will do. See you later. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, Emporia State University. Homecoming time, Chuck. And as you mentioned, poll sitting has started.
Poll sitting got started here 52 minutes ago at 12th Commercial and Kellogg Circle. So the Phi Delts are out. They've got the Bucket Brigade at, I think, every corner at that particular intersection. Don't forget that a little bit later this morning, and we'll talk about this more in our newscast, but Pi of Phi Round 1 starts at 8. It's also follows hot dogs, which will be available for a donation here. So I think that's over the lunchtime period.
Yeah, 11 to 1, something like that.
That sounds about right. And then don't forget to stop by, say hi, wave to Mayor/KVA Promotions Director Aaron Harder starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
All right. You mentioned our drive for food is coming up on the 17th, so we really need your addresses. The Salvation Army Food Pantry is absolutely, empty for the most part.
Yeah.
So if they're without ramen, things are very light in the pantry. Also, we're going to be supporting Spartan Stop up at Emporia High School as well with our drive for food. So all you need to do is give us your address, and then the morning of October 17th, just leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and a member of our drive for food team will be by to pick it up. Do want to let you know, too, that we have a new program starting this weekend, and we will air this the first and third Sundays of every month at 5 p.m. is called a Voces de Emporia. And, this will feature, Hispanic activities and news and information.
Cool.
on a twice monthly basis. And our first program will be at 5 p.m. this Sunday.
Okay, awesome.
So the first,
have that.
Yeah, first and third Sundays of every month. Vosis de Emporia.
Good to have that on. And, you know, hopefully, you know, our local Hispanic community, which is very strong, takes
yes.
advantage of that particular opportunity, and hopefully we get to build on that in the future.
Yeah, Spanish speakers of Emporia kind of leading the way there.
Doing a great job, and thanks to Tegan Trahoon for helping with that.
Yeah, indeed. KBOE Live in the local, 61 degrees, 654. Good morning.
Have you ever thought about what your core identity is? Mine is usually KU basketball until they